Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quite the day, quite the week for this gentleman, the voice of the Yankee Spanish Radio Network, the voice of the Eagle Spanish Radio Network, and a good friend, the great Ricky Ricardo. He gets off the plane, he chimes in with me. What a world we live in. How are you, Ricky?
Oh, you gotta love it, JJ. You gotta love it. Let me tell you, before we get into the Garrett Cole stuff, I know that was you a week ago. Don't tell me it wasn't you. It was you. As I was leaving Hard Rock Stadium after your Dolphins beat my Eagles a week ago Sunday, you were in Live inside Hard Rock Stadium. They have a mini version of one of the hottest nightclubs on South Beach called Live, L-I-V. And I poked my head in there after the game. Everybody was celebrating, about 100 beautiful women, and that was you dancing on top of the speakers celebrating that Dolphin victory. Don't tell me that wasn't you, JJ.
Well, Ricky, I wish it was, brother, but I'm a man of honor, because if I was down in South Florida for Eagles Dolphins, I would have been there right next to you, bugging you and poking you the entire time as Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker are scoring touchdown after touchdown. But maybe in an alternate universe, Ricky, when the Dolphins are playing games that matter, I could be hitting up the club Live and be dancing around. And let's be honest, Ricky, I'm dancing around today, and I'm not even at club Live knowing that Garrett Cole's the Yankee. How surprised are you the Yankees went the distance and went 9 years on this guy?
I'm not surprised that the Yankees did what they had to do to get this guy. I'm a little surprised that they went 9 years, but really, when you think about it, it's a five-year deal. He has the opt-out, and even if he doesn't opt out, look, I don't care if the last 4 years of this deal, Garrett Cole becomes the closer or a middle relief guy in his mid-30s. I think the Yankees, having gone through now a decade of not winning a World Championship, and let's remember, JJ, this is important. The Yankees have bought back the YES Network, okay? A very lucrative deal. The Yankees have repurchased and once again own the YES Network. They have to monetize owning the YES Network, and that means winning, and that means Garrett Cole. That's the missing link. And Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, my hat's off to him for going the extra mile. I would love to have been a fly on the wall to find out what the Angels offered, what the Dodgers offered. Maybe the Angels went 7 years. Maybe the Dodgers, you know, went to 8 years. And maybe the Yankees had to go 9 years to get it done, whatever it was. But they got the job done. And now I think the Yankees are in perfect position to strike in 2020 while the iron's hot and get another World Series and cut this decade of not winning, and this drought, that's the word I'm looking for, this drought should be over with a guy like Cole. Now, here's a name I'm going to throw at you, JJ.
Let me hear it.
Neil Huntington.
Former Pittsburgh Pirate general manager.
The Yankees have tried to get Garrett Cole. This is the third time's a charm. They tried to drafted him.
He 2008, to UCLA. Right. Yep.
He goes to UCLA. They tried to trade for him from the Pirates. And to a man, even Aaron Boone, who was there at the Fan with me last Friday doing an event, to a man, everyone in the Yankee organization will tell you that the Yankee offer to the Pirates – for Gerrit Cole was much stronger, much better than the offer that Houston made to Pittsburgh for the Gerrit Cole trade. If the Yankees would have pulled that trade off, if Huntington would have taken the Yankee offer, which if the information I have is correct, may have included Miguel Andujar at that point, if Huntington had taken the Yankee deal, which was a better offer, then Cole would have been a Yankee 2 years ago, and right now they would be re-signing him at maybe, what, maybe $245 or $250 million? Maybe Huntington cost the Yankees an extra $75, $80 million having to sign him as a free agent after rejecting the Yankee offer for Cole, which was a better offer in the trade when Houston took him 2 years ago.
That's amazing to think about. It really is amazing to think about. And, Ricky, I think moving forward now, for Yankee fans, you're hoping that Gerrit Cole is going to be this team's version of CC Sabathia, that he's going to be Mike Messina, Masahiro Tanaka. And I don't know about you, I have zero concerns about his demeanor and the ability to handle New York because he grew up a Yankee fan, number one. Two, I watched him pitch in the postseason last year, game five against Tampa, game five of the World Series, 2-2 against Washington. It's amazing, Ricky. I remember coming on the air with you after, I want to say, game three, and we were talking about how Gerrit Cole was hittable against the Yankees, and on a day in which he was quote-unquote hittable, he throws seven shutout innings. This guy has the exact temperament they should be looking for to put right at the top of the rotation and be a guy who lives up to the billing of that contract.
JJ, the Yankees know this guy's temperament, his personality. They know that this guy is made for New York. If not, they wouldn't have been so hungry to get this guy now for years. From the moment that there's a photo floating around there when he was a youngster with a big poster in his hand, it said, Yankee fan now, Yankee fan tomorrow, Yankee fan forever. The Yankees have done their due diligence on Gerrit Cole, probably like no other player that they have pursued in the last 10 years. They know what he's made of. There's no doubt in anyone's mind in this organization that he is made for New York. He's built to take the pressure. And right now, you're getting a guy as he is ascending in his career. We may have not seen yet the best of Gerrit Cole. And it comes at a time, like I said, when the Yankees have the Yes Network back in their midst, have a great team that's one piece away, and he is the missing link. The timing, everything is perfect. And look, if there's one team that can do it, and you just told your callers a few minutes ago, these aren't the Kansas City Royals, JJ. These are the New York Yankees, and they are planting their flag again as being the number one franchise in all of professional sports.
The great Ricky Ricardo, he joins us with this big day of news in Yankee land. Gerrit Cole gets the monster contract. And I thought it was going to be a bittersweet day. I got to be honest, Ricky, because one of my favorites over the last few years has been Didi Gregorius. He's been a class act. He's been clutch. I mean, I'm never going to forget that wild card game, the loudest I've ever heard the new Yankee Stadium when he hit the home run off of Irvin Santana. But basically, Ricky, I think we were all of the mindset, the Yankees being in on Gerrit Cole, the Yankees spending the big money on Gerrit Cole, and with all the talent they have on this infield, they weren't going to go the extra mile to keep Didi.
You know, JJ, let's be honest. And I'm not saying it was a disruption. I'm not looking at it negatively. I'm just stating facts. For the first couple of months of the baseball season, when the Yankees really got into a tremendous groove, Gleyber Torres was playing shortstop. DJ LeMahieu was playing second base. Voit hadn't gotten hurt yet. That happened on the London trip. And you had Gio Urshela, the big surprise at third base. When you started having to mix and match and resting a guy here and moving pieces around was when Didi came back in Cleveland in the month of June. I'm as big a Didi fan as anyone else. But it seemed to have thrown off a bit the chemistry in the infield that month of May, and the Yankees were rolling. Torres was playing incredible defensive shortstop. LeMahieu was solid as a rock. He's a gold glove second baseman. Boone had to play Didi, obviously. And then every day you had to rest somebody, you had to move pieces around, and that conversation started about, well, you know, how are they going to manipulate the infield? I'm not saying that Didi was a distraction or a negative. I'm just saying that there were too many guys for too few spots, and that without Didi now, I think people are going to settle into their positions. I think if Glaber is the guy they settle on at shortstop, he showed you last year that defensively he can hold his own, and now LeMahieu can settle in at his preferred position at second base, not the horrible first base glove that we saw, unfortunately, in the postseason, and we'll move forward with a rock-solid infield that doesn't have that roving who's going to play where question and factor every day.
Ricky, you buying the idea that Urshela is a legit everyday third baseman, not in one-year fluke? I think he is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It, you know, some guys take longer to blossom than others, but Gio Urshela showed you not only during the regular season, but when some of the big names weren't hitting in the postseason, Urshela was popping balls over that right center field wall in Houston, and he did his part with the bat and the glove even in postseason. If he was going to, you know, shrivel up a little bit, you would have figured it was in postseason and maybe he was just a regular season fluke. None of that. I think Urshela is solid. He's your third baseman with the glove and the bat for years to come. And still, you've got now, you know, more guys than positions. Where do you play Miguel Andujar? Do you make him an outfielder? Does he become, you know, a part of the rotation of DHs? I think Cashman's got more moves to make. I think you've got more money to spend because, look, they've blown right through the luxury tax. So if you're going to be a Bear, be a Grizzly, and the Yankees are going to be big-time Grizzlies here. I think there's more money to be spent. I think Gardner probably comes back. Maybe a one-year rebuild-your-reputation deal for Dellin Betances. There's still moves to be made, trades, and more money to be spent.
Ricky, any concern that this lineup is too right-handed?
Not according to the analytics people. I prefer, and look, I'm a Yankee Stadium guy. I prefer to have at least a little more pop from the left side. Look, Gardy hit 20-something home runs last year, but you know, can we expect another year of that kind of power production from Brett Gardner? If I had my druthers, JJ, I'd love to see a power-hitting left-handed first baseman. We all thought Greg Bird was going to be that player. Unfortunately, it turned out not to be. Could never stay healthy. Who knows if Luke Voit was a one-year wonder? Who knows if Voit comes back from that sports hernia and becomes, you know, the Luke Voit of a couple of years ago when he first came from the St. Louis Cardinals? That's what I'm telling you, JJ. I think that Cashman still has more moves to make and possibly another left-handed bat with Hicks out until who knows when, July or August. I think there's moves to be made, and part of that might be a left-handed power hitter and maybe at first base.
All right, first base, lefty power hitter. How about this name? Justin Smoke, formerly of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Not bad. Not bad. Would come at a decent price. And Smoke has been a Yankee killer. I remember that curveball he hit off of David Robertson at the beginning of the season a couple of years ago. I can still see that grand slam flying over the center field wall. But a guy like Smoke might just be the cure-all switch hitter, but a left-handed power guy. You know, I don't. The analytics say that it doesn't matter, but I'm of the old school that in Yankee Stadium, give me a guy with that left-handed swing. Give me a Matt Stairs type. Somewhere in that lineup, I want some left-handed power. I agree with you 100%.
We got the great Ricky Ricardo. He kills it throughout the baseball season doing the Yankee stuff on the Spanish Radio Network, the voice of the Spanish Radio Network. He also is very busy throughout the football season. He did not see me dancing away, you know,
that
with the Congo ladies at Club Live. But Ricky,
that was you.
It wasn't. Maybe there's an imposter. Maybe there's another tall, skinny guy wearing a Dan Marino shirt that you don't know about. Maybe I got a twin brother that's just hanging down in Miami that is living vicariously through the nightlife of South Beach. Because I wish I was, Ricky.
I peeked my head in. I said, oh, this JJ is going to kill me. I ran the other way after your Dolphins almost destroyed my Eagles season that a week ago Sunday. But last night, Monday Night Football, amazing that Carson Wentz, without any receivers, the Eagles dressed three wide receivers, including a guy off the practice squad and Greg Ward, lost Alshon Jeffrey more than likely now for the rest of the season. Who knows how long next year with an Achilles issue. But Carson Wentz finally had that big moment that we've been waiting for a couple of years. He put the team on his shoulders, and together with his security blanket, Zach Ertz, drove the team down, got the tying touchdown, and then finally, in overtime, the winning touchdown. Maybe that's the turning point for Carson Wentz to start getting the Nick Foles monkey off of his back as far as the Philadelphia fan base is concerned. But they can't sleep on the Redskins, who've been playing better. It's going to be very interesting these last 3 weeks. And then another trip up to the Meadowlands in Week 17 against the Giants. Dallas in between there on the 22nd, that might be the game that decides the NFC East.
Ricky, some juicy, juicy football, and how in the world was Zach Ertz so open on that final touchdown of the game? I mean, my goodness, you hit on it. The Eagles basically could line up me and you at wide receiver at this point, and we might get a little bit of burn. You can't leave a guy as good as Ertz that wide open. I mean, that's as bad as it gets.
No, it was terrible. The Giant defensive coordinator, and I think last night's game is going to cost Pat Shurmur his job. I really do. And Shurmur's a great guy. Remember, he coached the Eagles. He was the head coach of the Eagles for one game when Chip Kelly was fired. And that was a Week 17 game at the Meadowlands against the Giants that Shurmur actually won in Week 17 the year that Chip Kelly got fired. So I've gotten to know, you know, Pat pretty well as a class guy, but I think last night may have cost him his job, and it may have cost Gettleman his job too.
Ricky, final one. You're on the Eagles. Are they winning the NFC East?
You know, the Dolphin game is the one that really blew my mind, because I went into Hard Rock Stadium a week ago Sunday and said, all right, we've got the easiest schedule in the league for these, you know, for these last five games. Let's run through the Dolphins 28-14 midway through the third quarter. JJ, I got to be honest with you. I lost a lot of faith in the Eagles when we left Miami a week ago Sunday. Last night, I got a little bit of that faith back, more than anything because of Carson Wentz's performance. But I'm not all in yet. I'm holding a couple of cards back because I really, really, really lost faith in them in that Miami game. And I'm not sure they can go down to Washington, which has been a house of horrors for the Eagles in the last 3 or 5 years, and beat these Redskins. If they can do that and beat the Cowboys, then I will really be surprised, and I'll be the first one to come on your show and say I was wrong. But right now, the jury's still out in my mind if this team can do it.
Nobody better. Ricky Ricardo staying up at 3 o'clock in the morning to break it all down with Garrett Cole and the Eagles. Ricky, you're the best.
Just pulling into the complex here. There we go.
How about that? Talk about perfect timing, Ricky.
Open the gates. I'm home, baby.
Ricky, I love you, bro. Thanks for a couple minutes, all right?
JJ, anytime. I love you.
The best. Ricky Ricardo, always bringing the energy. That's the kind of personality I'm looking for on this show. It's got me fired up, too. And it's amazing. I mean, Zach Ertz, let's just say that touchdown, the two of them, significant to some, not even from a wagering standpoint. Nobody cares about my dopey fantasy team, but yeah, let's just say it was rather useful.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.